Now, this gospel tells us about one of the mysteries of the Rosary, the presentation of Jesus in the temple. Now, when we come to something like this, you see, we have this text, it's when it's useful to have some sort of a Bible that has footnotes, you know. Where's all this stuff coming from? You see, every male child born in Israel belongs to God. And so he's brought there and presented to God. So Mary and Joseph bring the Son of God to the Father here. That's the presentation. You see, there's already been the circumcision that was on the eighth day of his birth. You know, just think about this. This is God we're talking about. Who names him? He's 8 days old. His parents, like for us. Well, for us, that's okay. But this is for God. Now, the angel told them what the Father wanted him called. But they name him. This is Jesus, Yehoshua. You know, God saves, Yahweh saves. Now we come to this other prescription of the law. And they do it. I hope people would not wave things in front of their faces. It makes it very hard to concentrate when you look up. So we have this next feast, this next mysterion. And if we want to get at it, we have to take time to ponder it and to look up the texts, you see. According to the law of Moses, you see, the parents took him there to present him to the Lord. Now, so then we have the law, and they're there to do this. Huh? And they'll offer, you see, two young pigeons, because they're poor. They're not going to offer a lamb. They don't have enough money for that. And then we have Israel waiting. Simeon, see, he was righteous. He was tzaddik. We've heard a lot about it. We told you a lot about that word, right? Tzaddik means to honor the truth of every relationship. So a tzaddik is somebody who honors the truth of his relationship to God always. He's righteous and devout. He prays. He relates to God. You see? And the Holy Spirit was upon him. I don't know why that all of a sudden reminds me when I lived in Jerusalem, we had a mason come in to repair part of the wall in the garden. The man was a Muslim. And he was working there, and it came the time the mezzin began to sing, you know, Allahu Akbar, you know, it's time to drop everything, rolled out his little prayer rug, and prayed, facing the tower where the mezzin was singing. I watched this for a couple of days, and I said to myself, there's no doubt at all in my mind that the Holy Spirit is over this man. Humble, good, warm, you know, and worshiping God. Now, I shared that once in a meeting. I was presiding over a dialogue between Catholics and Muslims. And all the Muslims were so touched that somebody saw that there's something there in their religion. And so the Holy Spirit was upon him. See, on Simeon, if you saw him come into the temple, you'd know that's a holy man. And he's waiting. And you see, it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord, the Messiah of the Lord. He knew it was going to happen in his lifetime. Do you think, think of the dialogue that went on between Simeon and the Father. waiting every day, you know, for this gift, this presence of the Messiah. See, which is called here the consolation of Israel. If I'm not mistaken, somebody's cell phone is going. We're having a lot of obstacles preaching this morning. You see? So he knew and he was waiting. And he came in the Spirit. The Spirit said, go to the temple today. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he said, give me that child. And he held him. And he said, all right, Lord, now you can let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. I have seen the consolation of Israel. Now, just let the Holy Spirit put you there with Simeon. Every day, the body of Christ. Amen. Lord, let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you prepared in the sight of every people. You're right here, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. See, he's a holy man. He knows that this Messiah is not just for Israel. It's for the whole world through Israel. That's their privilege, to be bearing the Messiah for the whole world. And so he sings that, you see. So we have that part of the mystery. The mystery is this act of God in time and space. So if you look at the root of that action, it's Almighty God working now, the Holy Spirit, through Simeon, through Mary, through Joseph, and through Jesus, the Son of God, who's only this big. Then Simeon must have taken them aside, especially Mary. He says, blessed them and said to Mary. So he took the boy. I want to tell you two something. This child, he knows the scriptures, as does Mary. This child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel. The fall of the proud who will resist him. The fall of those who will not tolerate any change in the status quo. And the rise of the shepherds, the lepers, the prostitutes, the tax collectors. They will rise. Why? Because they accept mercy. That's why. There's a famous social action guy, Peter Morin. Back in the 30s, 40s, he worked in Harlem. He worked a lot with Catherine Doherty. And he had this saying. He was French, but he spoke English. All of this situation, you know, the African Americans in poverty and prejudice, all of this will be worked out when the little shots become big shots and the big shots become little shots. That was one of his sayings. Well, this is exactly the Magnificat, isn't it? And so here, the fall and the rise of many, and a sign that will be contradicted. And then he looks at Mary and he says, and for you, yourself, a sword will pierce you. Now, she's there as Israel. He's alluding to a prophecy that the sword going through the country. But it doesn't just go through the country, it goes through you. Now, she's only had this child 40 days. And all of a sudden, you know, there wasn't much respite. You see? So that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Because this is what reveals the thoughts of many hearts. Is that the way to save the world or not? Even we who say, oh yeah, that's the way to save the world, spend hours on social action plans and ignore him. We need these plans. But that's not what's going to do it. You see? So the thoughts of many hearts are revealed. Where does salvation come from? The pure mercy of the Trinity. That's where it comes from. Now, where does social justice come from? The fire of the Holy Spirit. Just what John told us, right? Love one another. I'm not going to go through this because we'll be late, but you see. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar. And the truth is not in him. You see, whoever loves his brother remains in the light, and there is nothing in him to cause a fall. This is the grace of Christmas, right? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. But what do? I so love the world that I spend the day watching TV. This is the challenge, you see. This is the mysterion. So the way that we pray these is to go and just... And Ignatius had a beautiful... they don't use it much anymore, but his whole system of meditation. Just gaze on this scene and let the Word of God finally impact you. Read it, ponder it, read it over, read it over. Write it out so that you have to pay attention to every word. And then use your imagination, you know. I don't know if Simeon called him aside. I just imagine he did, you know. This old, holy man. They would both have such great respect for him. And he might still be holding the child, for all I know. And he looks at her and he says, you know, this child is destined for the fall and the rise of many in Israel. A sign of contradiction. Why? Because God is going to pay attention to the little shots and invite the big shots to become little shots so that they can have salvation.